A blind beggar was a broken person living in a broken world. It wasn't fair that he was born without sight, born to suffer. It wasn't fair that no doctor on earth could cure him, or that he had to pour himself out every day in begging just so that he could survive. But it was his life. As miserable as it could be at times, it was the only life he had. The beggar had to make a choice. He could allow the misery and hardships of life to overwhelm and control him, or he could hope. He could hope for a better way and keep struggling. That is, he had to either allow his sufferings to defeat him or to fight back. He chose to fight, to keep pushing against the seemingly limitless injustices of this world. Then the beggar heard of Jesus, of one who had the power to overcome the world and bring healing to it. The man's hope was bolstered. Finally, some light was shining into the darkness of his life. Experiencing that light, he cried out, "Have mercy on me. Show me that my hope, my struggle, has not been futile," and the world beat him down again. The same people who would never give this man a penny began to rebuke him. They demanded he be silent and stop his prayers, but he doesn't. He doesn't listen to that wretched crowd. He just keeps praying. He keeps hoping, and Jesus finally responds to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man's request is simple. "I want to see." Then the most astounding thing happens. Jesus does not heal him. Instead, Jesus answers the man, "Because of your faith, you already see." He realized his eyes were open and everything was finally clear. This is not a miracle story. It is a story about discipleship, about what it means to follow Jesus and how it changes us. We are all blind and broken, just like this beggar. We were born into a world filled with sufferings and injustices. We didn't know how we should live or where we would ever find true and lasting happiness. We just kept struggling along, hoping that everything would be okay. And then we heard about Jesus. We heard that there was someone who knew the way, who could show us everlasting life and happiness. Hopefully, we cried out to him with our prayers. Hopefully, we begged Jesus for mercy and healing, but I'm betting that help never came, that it seemed like our prayers were being shouted out into a deaf and uncaring void. That is what the world does to us. It beats us down and tries to convince us that our cries to Jesus are vanity. Like the beggar, we must ignore the world. We must disregard the ceaseless, ignorant shoutings of the crowds and have faith. We must keep hoping and praying, because that is where our healing, our wholeness is found. It is in the struggle. When Jesus finally spoke to the blind beggar, his sight was already restored. In fact, the blind man was the only person in the crowd who could truly see. By refusing to stand down from his struggle against the discouragement of the world, he became victorious and complete. Jesus is offering us the same grace. But we must have the courage to desire it, the courage to struggle against the world and never give up. Now I'd like to invite Greg and Mary Louise Ward to come up and talk to us about stewardship.